as the beloved Rose of Light speaks her heart to us all. We offer her our love and gratitude in the name of all mankind for her love and service and blessing to the earth. Beloved ones of the light, as we enter in to the cosmic use of some of these activities of the sacred fire that have not been drawn into outer use for many, many centuries, you are privileged indeed to have the conscious understanding that is necessary for you to accept and use these mighty powers of the sacred fire to which your attention has been turned. And since all activity of the sacred fire in that great, great love of the universe anchors within the heart of the individual, then that must arise in its expanding power and pass through the brain structure in order to consume the substance that is the human veil between your outer physical sight and your own beloved I Am presence. Dear ones, the day that you see your I Am presence face to face, will you know that there is your friend of eternity? There will you love to abide, and that presence will never give you anything but happiness. We want you to feel closer and closer the personal association between your outer self and your own beloved I Am presence, your higher mental body. You have for so long felt that the presence was invisible, and yet is it so invisible? I think not. You feel your heartbeat, do you not? Isn't that very visible and tangible? You don't quite think that you see your heart, but you see the pulsation of the heart on the body. Therefore, when you will realize that every heartbeat and every breath is the expansion of that flame of life from your own beloved mighty I Am presence to the outer self, you will begin to draw closer and closer into its own great, adorable presence. Then you will feel its great powerhouse as you need or call forth from time to time extra energy or power or the things you require in your outer use to fulfill the great divine plan. Will you draw closer and closer into the feeling of the personal love to your presence? You know, through the centuries, you have poured your personal love to a great many things and individuals in the outer world. But now we want you to feel that when the flame of love from your heart goes to your presence, carrying your love there, it raises you closer into itself. Every flame of love that you send to your I Am presence takes you just that much nearer your ascension. People have worked so hard to do so many things in the physical world. When the presence, if you held close enough to it, would draw from all powers of creation ways and means of assistance to you in the outer activity that would make everything you do an eternal joy in all outer action. Now we are determined to bring this joy to you. We want this to be your way of life in the future. So will you please stop struggling from tonight? We will help you, because when the real power, the feeling of the flame of love from your presence comes into the outer self with your acknowledgement of the cosmic Christ, mastery and power. My dear ones, believe me tonight when I say to you, all outer struggle vanishes. You are active, you are powerful, you are majestic in your direction of what is required. But the outer self never again takes the authority to be the doer, because that is what makes the struggle. When there seems to be a struggle in the outer, from tonight, command that outer to be still and accept the authority of the mighty I Am Presence to do what is required with the immortal happiness of its own great love. You do not yet realize how great love is. You never will, because that realization goes on forever throughout all channels of manifestation, throughout all creation, everywhere. And when you begin to see the magnificent powers of accomplishment that are within your own life flame's love from your higher mental body or your presence, when you begin to experiment with that and feel its closeness in your outer use, my dear ones, the joy is indescribable. When you find yourselves calling that mastery into your outer activities by your own heart flame's love from your presence, why, in a moment it can flash into outer use powers of your presence that you never use in any embodiment. We want you to feel so close to your presence that its discrimination, its love, its directing intelligence, anything and everything you will ever require in the outer comes into the outer by the conscious will of that presence. Therefore, when the outer self wills to be close to the presence and feel its great heart flame, the outer just naturally feels the power to do things without strain, without struggle, without doubt or fear. Then you can do your best work. Then can you, in that great happiness, feel the greater requirements of the cosmic law. And then as you draw them forth into outer action, your manifestations and miracles and powers that are required to do that which only the presence can do, will you find the God solution of your problems, the God way to dissolve them, the God enjoyment of your life, all its powers and activities, and the God enjoyment of all that is in the world around you? Then will you know eternal happiness. You see, everything that you have been taught to desire or use or want in the outer world has been but temporary. But this to which I point your attention tonight is yours forever. You will never lose it. No one can ever take it from you. And it ever grows greater in your outer use. And that is the wonderful thing. When we call forth this immortal love of the cosmic Christ into outer action, that never has beginning or end. That can never be depleted. No one can ever take it from you. Nothing can make you feel anything but its eternal perfection. So, beloved ones, the gift to which we point your attention is yours for eternity. And may I say, is the only place of immortal security. When you want the assistance of the ascended host, you must gain that through your own love to your presence first. Then can you have the boundless help from our great octave. Then is that yours forever. Isn't it wonderful to come to the place of assurance where you know that you can have boundless, ever intensifying cosmic help from your presence and from our octave that can never cease in all eternity, that can never desert you? That's more than you can say of your conditions in the physical world. Sometimes you have wonderful things in the physical octave, but they're here today and gone tomorrow. But not so with the gift of the presence. When your mighty I Am presence, or we, offer you the greater powers of life and the greater use of those powers, we give you that which love alone contains. And we draw it forth into your outer use as an eternal gift. And the more you use it, the greater it grows. And that's the opposite of what you experience in the physical. Now, I will liken this to your daily experiences. The more you use the gasoline in your car, the more it disappears, doesn't it? Well, that isn't the way we treat life. The more you use the love from your presence into yourselves and out into the world to produce perfection, the greater that love grows in you, the greater it grows in the presence, the greater it grows in the world around you, and the greater are the blessings which it constantly pours forth everywhere you will let it through. Can the outer world offer you that much? I think not. And therefore, as we have all turned your attention back to the use, the constant use, of this great cosmic Christ love of the universe, try to feel it is the boundless wealth of all creation, unescapable, ever-expanding, magnificent. It is great, great perfection. Never producing one thing that wouldn't bring happiness or purity or perfection into you or your world. It's a wonderful thing, precious ones. That great divine gift of immortal love from your presence and from our octave. It is a great treasure house of ever-expanding supply. And you may go as deep into its heart as you choose. The deeper you go, the more you will find. And it will never run out. Won't you contemplate this often? Because to still the conditions of the outer world, to hold the attention upon this magnificent source of every good thing you could ever require means the entering in to the powerhouse of God's own heart, which is your eternal home. There you may go and draw forth for all eternity everything that will make you happy. Isn't that wonderful? Is there any place or anything in the physical octave that you can draw forth for all eternity, will never give you anything but happiness, and ever grows greater in its use? Things you see in the physical world wear out at the present time, but not so with our octave. Our love can't wear out, neither can the love of your presence. Had you ever thought so deeply upon love before as you have in the last few months? Haven't the dictations and the substance and the flame that each of the ascended ones has brought to you given you more of an understanding of what love means in the universe than you have ever realized before? I'm sure you have. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. And just remain seated, will you please? From tonight, my dear ones, this great cosmic Christ love to which you have called will become a very much more powerful, tangible, much more real to you in the outer power of accomplishment than you have ever realized before. It will become more real in your outer use. It will become more a part of yourselves. And it brings victory that is inevitable. Therefore, as you draw it into outer manifestation, will you surprise yourselves with the powers that are within it. And the only thing that it requires for you to have the unlimited use of this mightiest power of the universe is your call to that, on the holding of your attention there till you feel it release into your outer hands and use. And then will you find, oh, how wonderful are the ways and means of the presence of solving your problems, of holding your protection, of giving you supply, and of illumining to you all you could ever desire to know. This is the most wonderful, magical power in all the universe. The love of life from your own beloved I Am presence and from our octave ever seeks to give you greater blessings of itself. Therefore, when your attention comes to us from now on, asking for its cosmic mastery over all in the physical world, will you find the door open and the solution coming through for one problem after another that will give you joy beyond expression. Wherever outer conditions seem to be in turmoil or produce limitation, just surge this forward by conscious command. Don't be concerned with the mistakes of other people. Just know your one paramount duty to your own I Am presence, to the ascended host, to the universe about you, to life everywhere, is to pour the greater love of your presence from Ara and our octave into everything that you contact. That is your duty to your own life. Then, as that stands, ever expanding its power, will there flow forth on that whatever you require in the outer life to do easily and quickly, that which fulfills the divine plan. And then will you realize the greatest joy in the universe is to hold so close to the presence that it reveals to you ahead of time that which is the divine plan's requirement. It will give you the ways and means of manifesting its fulfillment, and then you become the perfection of our love expressed in the physical octave, and you will go forward abiding in your own world and yet master over all around you. Then will you find the strength that is necessary to stand against anything that seems to be an obstruction in your way. Within this immortal flame of your heart's own love from the presence is the immortal protection, the immortal supply, and the immortal power to charge into outer action that which fulfills the divine plan even on the moment. And you will enjoy greatly using its inner secret powers, because this supreme love of the universe has many inner powers that are considered secret so far as the outer senses are concerned, until the individual has completely surrendered the outer self and just enjoys using the love of the presence in, through, and around the outer self to do that which always brings eternal happiness. Why, just think, precious ones. Mankind have sought the world over for happiness. They have a fragment here and a fragment there. But what is that happiness compared to the great immortal love of the universe that owns all, does all, gives all, is all? You may go into that love and be a mortal flame of your own mighty I Am presence and ask it to tell you all about itself. Ask it to give you its inmost secrets. Ask it to make you its immortal strength. Ask it to flood through you its ever-expanding, intensifying power to do anything in the outer life easily and quickly that brings perfection, mark you, into all your outer activities. And that is what you have sought so long, That is what you must have to fulfill the great divine plan. And that is what mankind have sought, but do not find it except within that love. You might use everything else the world has. You might use all other faculties of the outer self, but you will not find happiness nor satisfaction that is permanent until you recognize this great immortal heart flame of love from your own I Am presence, and know that it charged forth into your outer activities prepares the way ahead of you. Then when you arrive physically, there is that awaiting you which will give you its blessing and be the God solution of your problems and take you forward to success without limit. That is permanent. Whatever you accomplish in the physical world by this great flame of love from your own mighty I Am presence becomes an eternal manifestation of perfection in the physical world. And that is what you need to go forward and dissolve your problems and limitations and obstruction by the flame that keeps all other problems out for all time in the future. This is the most wonderful joy you have ever experienced. And may I say, you have never touched the edge of freedom until you feel the great thrill of the immortal mastery of the cosmic Christ love that we use at great cosmic levels of activity, and yet which you can draw forth into your outer use to do what the rest of mankind cannot do. We are constantly raising you higher and higher into the use of these boundless gifts. We are constantly showing you more and more of our great activities of life and perfection. And my dear ones, the great cosmic presence, the mighty I Am, is ever awaiting an opportunity to give you more of its own blessed love. You who want love, you who desire to live within that, have the door open tonight. And in these more recent decrees, will you find the desire coming within you to hold the attention there till the power surges, and then you go forward and experiment with its use in the fulfillment of the divine plan, and your happiness shall know no bounds. Nothing can limit you, dear hearts, when that great flame of love from the heart of your presence is drawn into outer action to control the conditions around you and in your world. And when you see it act more and more in its instantaneous manifestation, you will wonder how you could have ever run away from home. That love is your home, precious ones. The world of hate and struggle and problems and limitations, that is not your home, dear hearts. Your home is in the heart of the love of your presence, in the heart of the Ascended Master's octave. That is where you belong. That is where you will find what you want. That is where you will receive contentment and happiness, and you then arise as the Master Presence. of the commanding authority of our great powers of love and go forward to do what only love can do. When you call forth that master presence of cosmic Christ love to charge into your outer affairs, to govern everything, to forbid any problems in your world any longer, and to manifest the boundless blessings of perfection from your presence and from our octave, then will there come to you the illumination, the awakening, the realization that here above you is all that your own individual life can ever require in your outer use to go forward without limit and be free in the unlimited use of the powers of your own life stream and all the gifts that come from our octave. Do you realize that when you call forth the heart flame of your own beloved I Am presence, that you are also calling forth, if you will realize it, the perfection from our heart's flame? Because the flame, the heart flame of life in your I Am presence and in us is the same. Therefore, if you're calling forth the immortal mastery of the love of your own heart's flame, then our flame can come to assist you and we will go forward together like happy children who can never again find shadows of human distress. The door stands open before you. The sunshine of eternal love beckons you in to a world of perfection that is all your own. That is yours. That is the eternal happiness to which you are the heir. That is the world of perfection which you are to draw forth into the physical octave to make it like our great octave of life's cosmic glory. Oh, there is nothing so powerful to correct every condition as this great immortal flame of your almighty I Am presence love. And when you call it the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love, you can never misuse it. It can never produce discord or imperfection for you. Therefore, there cannot be any more mistakes. There cannot be any more problems. There cannot be any more danger. When that flame of immortal cosmic Christ perfection and love is drawn into outer action through you and around you and commanded to take up its immortal guard of your world and produce perfection forever. And therefore, may the power of my own heart's immortal love charge into you the feeling of your complete dominion over every discordant condition as you go forward to experiment with the use of this which we have called forth tonight. Remember, my heart's flame of love goes with you wherever you choose to go. And it will always raise you nearer and nearer and nearer your ascension. My gift is boundless joy, immortal victory of the ascension. I'm the great cosmic Christ accomplishment that your heart has longed to attain, but which is now coming close into your outer experiences until you become its perfection manifest, and then you will know the truth of all I have told you as you yourselves feel the great master authority and power of your own mighty I Am presence, heart's flame of cosmic immortal love. May its gifts to you come into outer action and manifest quickly, and may my heart's flame accompany you wherever you go as a being who ever awaits the opportunity to serve you and bless you and protect you and supply you with all that is within the cosmic love of the Ascended Master's octave, the cosmic Christ, in its victorious, immortal presence and power in your world in full command. May the legions of angels ever bless you with more and more of their wondrous joy and perfection until your world is raised rapidly into the world of eternal freedom which only this love can give. I commend you to its everlasting peace and happiness and perfection tonight. I thank you. Beloved rose of light, in that great cosmic fire of your heart's love, we thank you tonight that we have the privilege to come, and may it stand around us, visible and tangible to all, and we ask you to make it so, until wherever we move, your love is felt, and mankind know of your existence and your service to life. Make that manifest around us till the outer world awakens to all that you have given. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent, one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal cosmic Christ love to the earth that wherever we move, it blesses all and all become its great perfection. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in whatever you know will enable us to draw this forth in the greatest power and hold its immortal victory everywhere. Thank you, precious Daddy. We ask you to command that fire to ever expand in the power of the sacred fire till it burns its way through all life and all become the perfection for which you have called. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to charge and clothe everybody and everything under this radiation in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the immortal love of the seven mighty Elohim, command that to become alive everywhere and dissolve and consume everything else. all human authority cease its action forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all for our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever will give the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of such immortal love of the cosmic Christ, that is great blazing presence of that cosmic Christ power moves into outer action, possesses all, and holds its dominion until mankind are compelled to see the magic of its power and enter into its heart and gain their eternal freedom. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand that without limit till it covers the earth to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan and by the mightiest immortal blue flame of cosmic Christ love, the mightiest in the universe, till it redeems everything into the eternal happiness of perfection's flame. We thank thee forever for the privilege of carrying, defending, expanding the light of God that cannot fail. And the mighty I Am Presence is its immortal love, its immortal wisdom, its immortal power, holding its immortal mastery everywhere with full command. We thank thee. Thank you, precious one.